Our top story tonight, a monster winter storm blasting communities up and down the Northeast, creating dangerous conditions and impacting crucial transportation routes as well for the first doses of the coronavirus vaccines.
That snow is falling from New York City tonight to Virginia. Albert reporting some places could see up to 2 feet of snow, particularly in Pennsylvania. Conditions are worsening by the hour. Dashcam video capturing the moments a pickup truck spun out of control, slammed into an EMS vehicle that was stopped at a crash site along a snow-covered road in Pennsylvania. Fortunately, officials say nobody was hurt. Oh,
wow, that's scary to watch. Strong winds, heavy rain, lots and lots of snow. Any schools that were staying open are certainly closing now. Even people working from home could be impacted by the potential widespread power outages that this weather system could trigger. We have a live picture now for you from Lower Manhattan in New York City near the 9/11 memorial and the museum. The city could be among the areas getting hit the hardest, and we have been tracking massive sheets of snow coming down there. Another live image for you here. This is from Providence, Rhode Island. You can see snow coming down at this hour, and this area is set to get up to a foot of snow. Our News Nation journalists are stationed across the Northeast to bring you coverage throughout our broadcast tonight. And Chief Meteorologist Albert Ramon is with us tracking it all. Let's start, though, with correspondent Tom Negevin. He's live in New York City for us tonight. Tom?
New York City tonight, Joe, where the situation has changed a lot in just the last few hours. An area that, as you mentioned, could get more than a foot before all this is said and done. Manhattan has not seen a storm like that in nearly 5 years.
Just if you think we didn't have enough on our plate, big storm coming.
Across a big swath of the Northeast and East Coast, it's already here. News Nation affiliate WDVM finding a string of small accidents and plenty of frustrated drivers in West Virginia. Eastern Pennsylvania also getting hit hard. In the D.C. suburbs, they've been preparing for days. The salt, it's ready. Thousands of tons of it here in Hagerstown, Maryland alone, where they started brining the roads last night.
During a blizzard, we've been in 5 or 6 days without going home.
In New York, it's a blizzard with a twist, the first weather emergency of the COVID pandemic.
If you don't need to be out, please stay home. I know you've been home for a long time. We just need you to be home for a couple of more days.
It does add an extra layer of frustration. The COVID weary with another reason to be stuck in their homes, testing shut down by the storm for almost 24 hours until tomorrow afternoon.
This is when it gets complicated, right? A snowstorm coming. We want people to be safe. We want people to take precautions because they need to take the storm seriously. We obviously always want to get people tested. But I think when it's a brief window like this, it should have a limited impact.
And the impact changes depending on where you live. For some, it won't just be the snow, but the rain and the high winds. Gale force in some areas. There are already high wind and isolated flooding warnings in effect for parts of the Jersey Shore. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.
Tom, thank you. Let's go not too far away from where you are right now to Brooklyn. And new video coming in of the snow adding up there. We have a light to moderate pocket of snow moving through New York City right now. It's going to pick up, though, here within the next 30 minutes. So let's get you updated on what's happening here and all the ingredients that we were talking about the last couple of days coming together as we speak. Here's the area of low pressure now centered over the Delmarva. The counterclockwise spin with this low pooling in Atlantic moisture. Cold air is meeting up with it coming in from Canada, and that's why you see here in blue, especially the darker shades of blue, the very heavy snow. Boston, not snowing yet, but within the next 2 hours, it'll be moving into your area. Let's take it a live Doppler radar right now. I want to show you where the heaviest snow is falling, and it's just off to the west of New York City, into northern New Jersey, into eastern Pennsylvania, and it's going to be northeastern Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, stretching into the Catskills of New York that could see over 2 feet of snow. That's a potential between now and mid-morning for tomorrow. Here's a look at Doppler radar estimates of how much snow has fallen, and there are few pockets that have exceeded half a foot of snow, but there's a lot more snow in the forecast, and let me show you the latest forecast model. Here's midnight. Heavy snow in New York, very heavy snow, central and northeastern sections of Pennsylvania, snowing Again, next hour and a half, 2 hours in Boston, it'll be heavy by midnight, and that continues into tomorrow morning. Starting to come to an end in Philly. It'll be over in Washington, D.C. by sunrise. Still snowing in New York, but it looks like the snow in New York ends by 11 a.m. Eastern time, and it won't end in Boston until about 2, 3 o'clock Eastern time, with lingering snow showers in Maine and other portions of upper New England through tomorrow evening. But for the most part, the system will be pulling out about 24 hours from now. Here's a look at the high-resolution forecast model on how much more snow expected. Another 12 inches, so we're talking 14 inches in total with what's on the ground right now in New York City, and 13, 18, if not 20-plus inches of snow over portions of central and northeastern sections of Pennsylvania. So there you see it in pink, winter storm warnings in effect. New York City and Boston, the forecast in Boston, increasing snow next hour and a half, 2 hours, and then starting to taper off by mid-morning, and I think certainly by 11 noon tomorrow, we're done with the snow, even some peaks of sunshine. Temperatures in Boston staying below freezing. New York City, here's the Boston forecast. So lingering to the mid-afternoon. For New York City, though, it comes to an end as we head towards the first half of tomorrow. There's a look at the five-day forecast. It's not a very long-lived event. That's the good news. It'll be out of here by tomorrow night. All right, News Nation is your home for weather, and you can stay up to date wherever you are. Download our free app, News Nation Now app, in the App Store.